Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the Wikipedia page for Identity Crisis. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Bernardo, KSN, reminding you all to subscribe.
That's right, everybody. Subscribe so that you can know who you are as a Wiki listener. Now, this is going to get real nerdy. This is somebody and something that I've had to study a lot, and I continue to for my next state exam.
Great.
Identity crisis. This article is about the psychological term. For other uses, see identity crisis, disambiguation, and personality crisis. In psychology, identity crisis is a stage theory of identity development which involves the resolution of a conflict over 8 stages of life. The term was coined by German psychologist Erich Erikson.
The stage of psychosocial development in which identity crises may occur is called identity cohesion versus role confusion. During this stage, adolescents are faced with physical growth, sexual maturity, and integrating ideas of themselves and about what others think of them. They therefore form their self-image and endure the task of resolving the crisis of their ego identity. Successful resolution of the crisis depends on one's progress through previous developmental stages, centering on issues such as trust, autonomy, and initiative.
Erikson's interest in identity began in childhood. Born Ashkenazic Jewish, like me, he felt that he was an outsider, like me. His later studies of cultural life among the Yurok of Northern California and the Sioux of South Dakota helped formalize his ideas about identity development and identity crisis. Erikson described those going through an identity crisis as exhibiting confusion.
Concept. Adolescents may withdraw from normal life, not taking action or acting as they usually would at work, in their marriage or at school, or be unable to make defining choices about the future. That sentence started out adolescence, but then it kept saying things that I don't associate with the word adolescence, you know, like in their marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They may even turn to negative activities, such as crime or drugs, since from their point of view, having a negative identity could be more acceptable than none at all. On the other side of the spectrum, those who emerge from the adolescent stage of personality development with a strong sense of identity are well equipped to face adulthood with confidence and certainty.
Erikson studied 8 stages that made up his theory. To him, ego identity is a key concept to understanding what identity is, and it plays a large role in the conscious mind that includes fantasies, feelings, memories, perceptions, self-awareness, sensations, and thoughts, each contributing a sense to self that is developed through social interaction. He felt that peers have a strong impact on the development of ego identity during adolescence. He believed that association with negative groups, such as cults or fanatics, can actually redistrict the developing ego during this fragile time.
The basic strength that Erikson argued should be developed during adolescence is fidelity, which only emerges from a cohesive ego identity. Fidelity encompasses sincerity, genuineness, and a sense of duty in relationships with other people.
You said duty.
Erickson defined the crisis as an argument between identity and confusion. Confusion lies between the younger generation, teenagers, and during adolescence. He states that they, quote, needed to develop a sense of self and personal identity. If they do not develop this sense, they will be insecure and lose themselves, lacking confidence and certainty in adult life.
He described identity as, quote, a subjective sense as well as an observable quality of personal sameness and continuity, paired with some belief in the sameness and continuity of some shared world image. As a quality of unself-conscious living, this can be gloriously obvious in a young person who has found himself as he has found his commonality. In him, we see emerge a unique unification of what is irreversibly given. That is, body type and temperament, giftedness and vulnerability, infantile models and acquired ideals, with the open choices provided in available roles, occupational possibilities, values offered, mentors met, friendships made, and first sexual encounters. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you resolve your adolescent identity crisis in adulthood.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody. I think that we're going to have a good time with the next section because it's called Martian Theory. James Marsh's research on identity statuses of adolescents also applies to Erickson's framework of identity crises in adolescents.
Identity foreclosure is an identity status which Marsha claimed is an identity developed by an individual without much choice. Quote, the foreclosure status is when a commitment is made without exploring alternatives. Often these commitments are based on parental ideas and beliefs that are accepted without question.
Citation needed. I also like to make a comment on the citation. How dare somebody put in a quote without a citation?
Mm-hmm.
They put in a quote with no citation? Come on, guys.
Yeah, come on, guys. Identity foreclosure can contribute to identity crises in adolescents when the security blanket of their assumed identity is removed. These foreclosed individuals often go into crisis, not knowing what to do without being able to rely on the norms, rules, and situations to which they have been accustomed. An example of this would be a son of a father who learns that his father is selling the farm, and whose identity as an heir to a farm and the lifestyle and identity of a farmer has been disrupted by that news.
Identity diffusion is a Martian identity status that can lead to identity crises in adolescence. Identity diffusion can be described as, quote,
the apathetic state that represents the relative lack of both exploration and commitment.
Identity diffusion can overlap with diagnoses such as schizophrenia and depression and can best be described as a lack of identity structure. An example of an identity crisis emerging from this status is an adolescent who becomes reclusive after his identity as a star athlete is destroyed by a serious injury.
Identity moratorium is the status that Marsha theorizes lasts the longest in individuals, is the most volatile, and can be best described as the active exploration of alternatives.
Citation needed.
Individuals experiencing identity moratorium can be very open-minded and thoughtful, but also in crisis over their identity. An example of this would be a college student who lacks conviction in their future after changing majors multiple times, but still cannot seem to find their passion.
Identity achievement is the resolution to many identity crises. Identity achievement occurs when the adolescent has explored and committed to important aspects of their identity.
Full citation needed.
Full citation. We rarely see those.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that before.
That is not messing around, everybody.
Nope, but neither are we, because that's where this article ends. I thought that was a very interesting article.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. All right. Well, this has been the Wikipedia page for Identity Crisis. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for X, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your identity.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. You know what? We will read it. Also, did you see how surprised Rachel was that I agreed with her?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.